Ireland's youth unemployment between the ages of 15 and 24 now stands at a whopping 27%, and that figure seems to be getting worse. Here, in the shadow of the newly constructed Corbyn shopping mall in Budapest, Hungary, the EU is launching a new initiative called Youth at Work. The focus of the initiative is for young people to see the small business sector as a career step by starting their own business. In a conference room packed with young people, press and business people, Inak Shiva from the Hungarian National Development Agency explains, with the aid of our translator, what Hungary is doing to promote the SME sector, including low interest loans and setting targets for the amount of businesses being set up.
For each and every tender and application, we have a number as to how many customers we would ideally like to support. We have several tender programs where we have somewhere between 50 and 100 million points of support, and that can influence the number of companies that can participate. But here we are talking about several thousands of companies actually. But let me just add that from March the 1st, the programs that we opened up within the development operation program in the central Hungary OP, and that's to the 2 billion funds. And right now, 15%, did we receive applications, so in the value of 30 billion and funds, and these are fairly big applications, so for the combined micro, we only have a few, but even this way we have already 1,000 enterprises that applied already for these opportunities. So it only started on March the 1st. So since we opened it on March the 1st, we can say that we have 1,000 applications, and the next, the combined microloan, and we already have decisions that have been made and the information. So we do have a couple of winning applications, and next week, Monday, we have a decision preparation committee where bigger applications will be evaluated as well. Now, the first question concerning the interest rate in Hungary, the Hungarian Central Bank or National Bank, they have the 6% interest rate. In case of this one, we have 9% of interest rate as the ceiling. So here it is 3% higher than the guideline, but at the moment in the market, this available rate is between 12-15%. That's the market rate for loans, commercial
loans.
But here, it's maximum, it's the maximum ceiling, interest rate ceiling that we're talking about. Right now, it's somewhere between 6.5-8%. That's the average for now.
Later on, I spoke to the European Commissioner for Social Inclusion, Laszlo Sándor, and started by asking him what the initiative was about and how likely it was to be taken on by those countries who had serious financial constraints.
The main initiative of the European Commission concerning the employment and the unemployment of the young generation is the Youth and the Move, which was a very comprehensive one covering education, employment, mobility, and how to support it with European instruments. Now we want to stress one particular aspect, which is the demand for young labor, the demand for youth, because this is a main problem in many countries, that the SME sector is not yet employing new workforce. The recovery is not so strong, not so robust yet, especially in some of the peripheral countries that still face financial instability. So we need to support it with extra efforts, extra measures, and this is hopefully a possibility to provide this impetus.
Would the EU not be better off trying to find ways to invest in making sure that young people have universities to go to across Europe, and making sure that countries have the best possible opportunity, countries that can't afford it, have the best possible opportunity to educate their youth to the best ability that they can in order to produce great business people and great businesses.
The encouragement for higher participation in higher education is there in the Europe 2020 strategy and in the Youth on the Move flagship initiative, which was published in September. We also have a headline target for increasing youth participation in higher education to reach 40% by 2020. So this has already been there in our thinking and in our action, and now the national reform programs from each and every member state will have to identify which measures are necessary on the national level in order to deliver this European level target for the same reasons you mentioned. That the labour market in the long run will need better trained people, highly skilled people. The forecasts are quite clear in that respect, that the demand for highly skilled workforce will increase more rapidly than in the last 10 years. It was already increasing, and the demand for unskilled labour force will shrink in the coming period relatively rapidly. So that's why we stress the need to strengthen school attendance, to reduce the dropout rates in the member states, and to increase participation in higher education. But this is not substitute for encouraging demand for labor. We also, this is the other side of the coin. On the one hand, we have to make sure that the next generation is better trained, better skilled than the current one, and the substance of the education covers better what is really needed in the labor market. But we have to add the other dimension, which is the demand for the youth, because very often, especially when there is a shortage of jobs, there can be a bias just within the system or among some stakeholders against employing young people, or keeping them in conditions which are not really pleasant, too many fixed-term contracts, too many unpaid traineeships. So we have, unfortunately, an experience with types of employment which is not satisfactory now and definitely not acceptable in the future.
Well, that's it from our EU special program from Budapest in Hungary. Watch out for our next company focus, which comes from Sasta Yoga Studio, a brand new yoga studio which is opened in Ardna Krusha in Limerick. So join us for that soon. We'll see you then.